Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
13 years old and already having sex. That's what one mom knows about her daughter's friend and was curious on Friday if this was a dangerous enough situation that she should go to the girl's mom.
Yeah, she's really conflicted, doesn't know what to do. So her daughter showed her these texts where these kids, they're 13 years old, mentioning that they're having sex. And so the mom is like, oh my gosh, well, if my kid was having sex and I didn't know, I would want somebody to tell me. So she's in this like conflicted state of mind, like, okay, well, this could be really dangerous for this child, but at the same time, I really don't want to put me and my daughter's open relationship at risk. So I feel like we were all on the same page. We were all kind of like, yes, absolutely, you should tell the parents. But I feel like most of the callers that called them were like, absolutely not, do not ruin the relationship between you and your daughter. So now we're going to find out how it all turned out.
I would think that there would have to be a way to plant the seed with the other parents without calling out your daughter.
Yeah, I was floored that so many callers, basically all of them, were like, absolutely do not say anything. And somebody else pointed out too, like at that age, you tend to exaggerate. And so maybe she isn't engaging in those activities. She just wants her friends to think she is.
Before we find out what happened over the weekend, because Mo's got the email, I'm really curious, and it's tough to get the phones going this late in the show, but 1-855-BIRCHO, if you've ever been in this situation and you approached the parents and said, hey, I just want to let you know here that your kid at 14 years old or 15 year old, I know for sure, is like having sex. How did it go with the parents?
I'm sure it was really well received.
Did they receive it? Were they shocked? Were they thankful? I'm really curious. 1-855-BIRCHO. Mo's got the email update.
After careful consideration, I ultimately decided that I couldn't and didn't want to betray my daughter's trust by directly confronting the other parent involved. Maintaining my daughter's confidence in me was a priority I couldn't compromise on. I am her safe space and her trusted adult, and that's a relationship I have worked hard to uphold. Instead of the direct approach, I chose a subtler and hopefully a more effective method. I went ahead and made a generic post on Facebook about the significance of parents' involvement and monitoring of their teenagers' activities on social media, as well as their text exchange. I made sure not to point any fingers or indicate that it was directed towards any particular person. I'm hoping the other parents will read my post and it will prompt them to look at their child's text exchanges and discover the conversations for themselves. I hope it could lead them to addressing the issue with their own child without me having to explicitly bring it up. Once again, I appreciate your support and I will keep you updated.
Well, that was her way of planting a seed, like you said.
Yeah.
That's a really subtle seed, though.
It's such a subtle seed that I think, as a general rule, parents see their kids as angels. So, I understand. I read it, but it could never, ever pertain to my kids. I've got an open relationship with my kids. They would tell me anything, and they would completely dismiss it.
Yeah, who has ever read something on Facebook and thought, I should either A, change my mind about something, or B, think of things in a different way? Never once. I think this was a terrible idea, mainly because if I saw my mom post this on social media, to me, as like an outsider, I would think that everybody reading it would think that she was pointing fingers at me.
Yeah.
And that she was monitoring my social media and my text exchanges and that something sketchy was going on. And now I look like the weird one out here. So
you are the hussy.
I'm the hussy. So I feel like really there were no wins here.
Hey, Christine, good morning. You're part of the Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning. So it wasn't my own child, but my boyfriend's daughter was in the same situation, and he ended up telling her parents, and that ruined the entire friend group. None of them are friends anymore because of it. So honestly, I would leave it alone.
So explain this a little bit more. So she was having sex, the mom narked to the other mom, and then everybody in the friend group turned on the girl that told her mother?
Yes.
Yeah. I can see that happening.
I can see that happening, too.
And nowadays, man, when 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds turn on each other, it's just not face-to-face. It is social media. It is fake profiles. It is rumor after rumor. It is way more vicious now than it used to be.
Well, I mean, I lived through a lot of that, too. I mean, I can't imagine my friend group would have ever broken up because of that, but I just can't imagine putting, like, I know it sounds dumb, but it seems weird to put teenage friendships over the potential health and safety and future of your kids. My opinion, though.
The trust of my own child would have probably been first for me, too, so I understand her take on that. I don't know if I would have went the Facebook approach. I would have wanted to find a way to say something, but I don't trust that the parents ultimately would have not said to their kids where they got the information from, so I don't really know how much of an option she had.
Damn. I think I would want to know. I think I would want a parent to call me and tell me.
I would want to know.
Yeah, I would want to know.
The Bird Show.